Conrado, come on up. Conrado Ebi is on our staff. He is a missions associate, and he is seeking what God is doing in his life. He's working here. He's ministering. He does some outreach Bible studies. And you help him continue looking at what God wants him to do. He's going to be coming and preaching this morning, sharing from God's word. But before he comes, let's just go to Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity we had to hear from Conrado. We ask that you would anoint what he says, anoint our hearing, and just allow your spirit to speak through him. We ask that the things that we hear and the things that we learn will allow to really take root into our lives and become so that we would become better servants of yours. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning. Today I would like to share about intimacy with God. But before we proceed, I want to know what is, I would like to share with you what's the meaning of intimacy. Based on Webster Dictionary, intimacy means very close. Intimacy means familiar with its other. But in the Bible, intimacy means close relationship. So let us read on Psalm 63, verse 1 to 8. God, you are my God. I search for you like someone in a dry and empty land. When there's no water, I've seen you in the temple, and I've seen you strength and glory. Because your love is better than life, I will praise you. I will praise you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in prayer to your name. Next slide. I will be content as if I had eaten the best foods. My lips will sing and my mouth will praise you. I will remember you while I am lying in bed. I am think about you through the night. You are my help. Because of your protection, I will sing. I will stay closer to you. You support me with your right hand. We can find on this chapter that the expression of David's intense love and intimacy to the Lord. While he was in the wilderness, either during his conflict with King Saul or Absalom, this passage was divided into two. From Psalm 63, verse 1 to 5, King David seeking God's presence. From verse 6 to 8, King David remembered the power of God. What about us? Are we seeking intimacy with the Lord? I believe that this coming year, you write your goal or plan, or some of us are writing our New Year's resolution. But brothers and sisters, I would like to share to you the 4 R's of intimacy with God. First R, intimacy means having relationship with God. Relationship means connection by blood, connection between person, and connection between nation. Like me, I am Ebi. I am connected to Ebi family. I am a Filipino. I am connected to Philippines. Those are the connections that I have. But for some of us, or all of us, when it comes to relationship, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, You are connected with Jesus. Let's read John 1:12. But to all who believe in him and accept him, he gave the right to become a children of God. So once we accept Jesus and believe in Jesus, he grants us to become a child of God. There are two requirements. Believe and accept him. Believe and receive to Jesus, he will grant us to become a child of God. You know, I grew up in Lutheran church. When my father was a deacon, I believe I have a relationship with Jesus on that time because I'm doing good. I always go with my father in doing church activity and believing good things to others. I'm doing good things to others, I will go to heaven. But that thinking, I'm wrong regarding those things. Good things, doing good to others is not enough. And my friend was invited me in Fellowship and Navigators. And this friend of mine was explaining to me this John 1:12. He told me that you don't have relationship with Christ, even though that you are doing good to others. You need to have a relationship with Christ. And he shared to me this John 1:12. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believe in him. And he told me that you cannot separate these two. You must accept and believe in Jesus. Then that's the time you have a relationship with Jesus. That means that's the start of relationship with Jesus. Accept him and believe him. So that's the turning point of my life when I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You know, our relationship with Jesus will start when we believe and accept him as Lord and Savior. And we can surrender everything to Jesus. Let's go on John 15, verse 5. In accepting Jesus, it is not enough. So you need to have an action regarding this. It said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, my attitude before, after I received Christ as my Lord and Savior, I am an egocentric. Egocentric means self-centered. I use my strength and I use my wisdom to change myself, my attitude. But the Lord Jesus was speaking to me regarding this. He told me that I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, he said to me, the word apart from me, you can do nothing. So the word Christian, you see, I think you know it. The word Christian then does I-A-N. The meaning of I-A-M, without Christ, I am nothing. So those are the things that the Lord speaks to me regarding this thing. Without Christ, I am nothing. But what if I ask you, what happened to me if I'm not accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior? What happened to me if I pretend that I am a Christian, but I am not? Let's go to the other verse. It said, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into pile to be burned. So the point of this, if I'm not accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior, if I'm pretending that I'm a Christian, these are the things that will happen to me. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch, and wither such branches are gathered into pile to be burned. So I thank the Lord because He accepts me. I have a relationship with Him now. Now, after you have a relationship with God, what next? Let's go to the second R. Intimacy means reinvent myself with God. I stand to be corrected with this word, reinvent, because Pastor Deb was telling me a while ago that we are not reinvent ourselves. Only God can change us. But the word reinvent, what I mean is change. After you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there must be a change. There must be a change in your life. Right? So, this change must be a couple of action regarding these things. You know, I remember a three Filipinos, this is a story, a three Filipinos who go here. The name of the lady is Victorina Secreto. When he go here in U.S., he changed her name. He changed it into Victoria Secret. Because Victorina Secreto, Secreto in English is secret. That's why he changed it into Victorina Secreto. And the other guy who came here is, his name is Restituto Protasio. And he changed it into Tutti Frutti. Another guy, the name of the other guy was Roberto Controlado. And he changed it into Bird Control. It said in Romans 12, verse 2, do not copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The word transform here means dramatic change. It looks like the cycle of butterfly. Butterfly, an ugly caterpillar, and become a wonderful butterfly. So, reinvent means change, the changing of our mind. So, it is also referred to the mental conformity to the truth of God by changing, renewing our ways of thinking as a result of our lives as a believer. My life before is a garbage. I go to my friends, go together with them drinking wine, and we love street fighting. That's why we always do those things. Then sometimes I try to taste weeds. But those things that happen to me, when I have a relationship to Christ, those things are changed. Change my behavior, change my lifestyle, and change my attitude regarding those things. And I remember my brother was telling me, what religion did our brothers enter? Why is it that he changed? Then I told to them that it is not a matter of religion. It is not a matter of what do you mean is seminar that I changed. It's a matter that I have relationship with Christ. That's why I change. You know that brothers of mine who asked me, the two of them now are Christian because they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What amazing work of our Lord. Now, after we have a relationship with Christ, then after we change our character or change our attitude, let's go to the third R. Intimacy means refocus your direction to God. Refocus means our center of attention is in His direction and His will is in our life, not our own will and ways. In Hebrews 12, verse 2a, says that fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfected of our faith. For the joy set before Him, He endures the cross, scorning in shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So before, I will share to you another story. My wife was hired in Baltimore City as a public school teacher. The BCPSS sponsored my wife for a labor firm. It so happened that our labor firm was denied. What I mean is the labor firm of my wife was denied. We thought that there's no way to have a permanent residency on that time. The things that we do is we fix our eyes on Jesus. We change our prayer. What that means, we change the thought of our prayer. Because the prayer that we have before is, Lord, let this firm be approved. So on that situation, our prayer was, Lord, let your will be our will. Not our will be your will. That means your will be done. We pray to God that your will be done, Lord. And all of a sudden, the prayer that we changed our will, because we said to God, let your will be our will. All of a sudden, the Whitmore Baptist Church was sponsored me as a mission associate of this church. And afterwards, and after a couple of years, my R1 visa was approved, and until now, I rendered my service on this church. And as of now, I filed my permanent residency together with my family. And the Lord was working in us as of now. And I was surprised because the Lord is amazing. The Lord is good because He approved the desire of our heart. Because it said on Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself into the Lord and He will give the desire of your heart. That's why those things that happen to us, the desire that we have as of now, it was little by little the work of the Lord in our paper. The Lord is working in our paper as of now. You see, the Lord is amazing. Our Lord is great. Our Lord is amazing, concerning. And as of now, we're waiting for our papers to be approved. And we will stay here longer. So I hope that the Lord will continue to bless us regarding this because it said in the Bible, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So let's go on Philippians 3, verse 14. Philippians 3, verse 14, it said, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. So our focus is we press on. Brothers and sisters, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, our ultimate goal is knowing Christ's resurrection's power, and in our lives, He continues to dwell within us or within Him. So after we have a relationship with Christ, we change our attitude, we refocus our next R is recommit. Recommit all our ways on God. I focus on the word ways. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will do it. Ways means our manner, our mood, our passion, and our attitude. So we must commit everything, all of this. Manner, mood, passion, and attitude. We commit everything to God because He will do it. Let's go on Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plan will be established. I focus again to the works. Work means plan, effort, activities, action, and method. So when we commit everything to God, our plan, I think He will establish those things to us. Committing our ways to God means we trust Him with the outcomes, even though it is good or it is favor to us or not favor to us. We must entrust everything to Him because He knows what's best for us. Because He knows what He is doing to change our attitude, to change our behavior regarding those things. So brothers and sisters, this coming year, let us reflect and find what areas of our lives that we need to focus or deal on. Is it in the areas of relationship? Is it in the areas of reinvent? What I mean is in changing. Is it in the areas of refocus? Or is it in the areas of recommit?